Lesson 2. The Last Dodo. It is a derogatory term that describes someone who is not very astute. The English word comes from the Portuguese dodo, which means a foolish person. Dodo was the name Portuguese settlers gave to a large bird that inhabited the island of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean. Some people think of the dodo as a mythical creature. But it was a real bird, and its story is a sad one. For thousands of years, until the island of Mauritius was discovered by Portuguese sailors in 1507, this odd-looking bird lived in peaceful solitude. Because there were no predatory animals on the island, it had long since lost the ability to fly. And since it had no natural enemies, it was very trusting, and made no attempt to flee when approached by humans. Because of this, the Portuguese considered the bird stupid and gave it the name by which we know it, the dodo. Even if it had been less trusting of humans, the dodo would still have been vulnerable because it was too fat and ungainly to run very fast. The settlers on the island found that dodos, although a little tough, were good to eat, and slaughtered them in large numbers. Domesticated animals brought to the island by the settlers added to the dodo's problems. The female dodo laid a single large white egg, which it deposited on the ground, usually in a tuft of grass. Prior to the arrival of the first settlers, the eggs had lain undisturbed until they hatched. To the dogs that now roamed the island, these eggs were a delicacy. So the dogs scavenged the island and devoured any dodo eggs they found. The dodo was last seen alive in 1681, and none is believed to have survived after that date. As time passed, people began to wonder if the dodo had ever existed. Drawings done by artists who had visited Mauritius showed a bird somewhat larger than a swan, with a long neck, a large head, an enormous black bill, and a short, tufty tail. Its plumage was grayish in color over most of its body and white on its breast. Most people who saw these pictures thought that such an odd-looking creature must be a figment of the artist's imagination. At that time, there was no way of knowing whether they provided an authentic record of an actual creature. Then, in 1889, a large number of dodo bones were discovered in a swamp on Mauritius. Several skeletons were reconstructed from them and later displayed in museums in London and Paris. They are all that remain of this odd-looking but rather lovable bird.